we typically search for a lot of different things. We Customs and Border Protection has to enforce about 400 different laws from federal all the way down to state level. And one of the things we conduct are inbound and outbound inspections of international passengers. In this case, this is a cruise ship terminal in Baltimore. We typically conduct inspections, and one of the things we look for are narcotics. We have narcotics detector dogs at the seaport while passengers are boarding the cruise ships. And in this case, within about a 7-day, 8-day period, we discovered that seven passengers were carrying marijuana. And we issued zero tolerance penalties to them. Each penalty is about $500, and it's a pretty chunky change when you're getting ready to board on a cruise ship.
What happened to these folks? Are they actually detained, arrested, or just fined?
No, typically the process works. The passengers go through the process of boarding at the terminal itself before they get on the ship, and we have narcotics detector dogs that sweep the bags and sweep the passengers. And in each one of these cases, six of the seven cases, a narcotics detector dog alerted to the passengers. A subsequent search discovered small personal use amounts of marijuana. In many of these cases, people do not get prosecuted. Because it is such small amounts, personal use amounts, typically we'll assess a $500 zero tolerance penalty, but then those passengers will forever be in our system, and it may take a little bit longer for them to process their arrivals coming back from overseas trips.
And we're talking about just a one-week period where you had these seven cases here in Baltimore.
That's correct. Starting last Sunday through this past Sunday, we had three cruise ship embarkations where we were conducting operations, and we discovered seven passengers were in possession of small personal use amounts of marijuana.
Do some of these folks not know the restrictions, or what type of things do they say when they're found with this?
I don't really know what they say. I think they're probably a little bit more embarrassed that we found it, or that they were caught with it. In more cases than not, you have people that do tend to use marijuana. It's not legal, and because it's not legal, we have to check for it. But they do tend to use it, and they think that they can just get it on a cruise ship. You look at the odds, 2,500 passengers on a cruise ship. We may have one or two or three narcotics detector dogs. They're rolling the dice thinking that they can get through no problem. In many cases, they do get caught, and we do assess a $500 penalty. Doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're spending a lot of money for a cruise ship and you're getting ready to take that cruise, $500 certainly is a lot of money.
And they have to pay it right there, and they also lose whatever the illegal controlled substance was?
Correct. The passengers will end up paying that $500 zero tolerance penalty right there on the spot, either by credit card or by cash. And then they will also lose the marijuana, so it's a lose-lose for both of them.
And potentially in how much they have, they also face the prospect, possibly, of prosecution?
Certainly. We've seen cases in the past where cruise ship passengers and airline passengers who may be taking just a little bit more than we consider for personal use amounts would then be prosecuted criminally. What we typically do is we'll turn these folks over to either federal prosecution or local prosecution. Maybe one of those two jurisdictions will take the passenger. If not, we'll just issue the zero tolerance penalty and send them on their way.